A TikToker in North Carolina is making everybody stop and think, what kind of friend am I? Am I type A, type B, type C, or type D? She, her name is Deanna May. She is blowing up online for showing what all of her type B friends are like.
Wait, guys, can we stop at that bar really quick? I think I left my ID there last week. Let me just call it. Like, really, it'll be really quick.
Wait, please wear my purple skirt.
Wasn't that skirt like $200?
So good at it, because with that top, no, you have to wear it. Let me get it.
Oh, I can't call the Uber. My phone literally died.
We've only been here for 15 minutes.
It died before we left the house. Wait, it's cash only? I literally have no cash. Why is it cash only in 2024?
Hi, so I think I left my shoes in your back seat.
You took your shoes off?
Sorry, yeah, can you turn around?
You left your suitcase in an Uber.
I know, it's crazy, right?
No, girl's like, I'll pay for it. Yeah, I got like $100 in my Apple Pay. You know, that's not real money.
Type B sounds fun.
Yeah, type B. Type B, by the way, we're going to, why don't we do this? Why don't we, I'll tell you what the types are, and then we can say which type we think
each other are. Okay.
Yes, like what type of friend you think that we are, okay?
This is friend.
Yeah, should I start with B since we...
Yeah, go ahead.
So we can define what type B is. The type B friend, they would give you the shirt off of their back. However, you need to help in the relationship too. They are forgetful, they leave stuff behind, and their phone is always dead.
Okay.
Okay, so that's type B. Type A, we're trying to figure out what kind of friend we are, what type of friend we are. Type A, the overly responsible one. You plan and organize everything, have a sense of urgency, and make sure things like vacations don't fall apart.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. The type C friend, you're organized like type A, but more neurotic. You're more likely to bow out of other things that other people want to do, and you love to take long naps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who doesn't?
And then type D. You're annoyed a lot. Oh. No. You're annoyed a lot. Prone to confrontation, have a twisted sense of humor, and you might be into some weird stuff like crystals and astrology. Okay.
I guess no one fits in one perfectly.
No,
but
yeah.
If we had to.
If we had to. I mean, maybe we could mix and match if you wanted.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
You go first.
All right. I have Matt as type A.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read what that is again?
Yeah, type A is the overly responsible one.
Yeah.
Plan and organize everything, yeah. Have a sense of urgency, and make sure that things like vacations don't fall apart.
That's what I have for Matt, too.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep.
Does anyone have anything different? Okay.
Nope.
For Jason Goodman, I have D.
Yep, that's what I have for Matt.
And I guess he's not into the crystals, but I guess he's into some Mexican rock and roll band. He just spent 4 hours.
You got to hear them. Hey, what is D again?
D is you're annoyed a lot. You are prone to confrontation.
Yeah.
And you have a twisted sense of humor. You might also be into some weird stuff like crystals and astrology, or in Jason's case, going down deep, dark, weird rabbit holes.
That is true.
I do like the twisted sense of humor.
That is exactly me.
Yeah, I actually do think that that's you.
I think, though, I still get things done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is about just friendship.
Just friendships.
Yeah, I think we all probably have a little bit of each, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, I have you as a C.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is that again?
So type C is you're organized like type A,
yes.
But you're more neurotic.
Yeah.
Yes. You are more likely to bow out of things that other people want to do.
Yeah.
And you love long naps.
Yeah.
The long naps part,
totally.
Maybe not, but just the other part.
I would love to take long naps, but I don't ever get it.
Because I do think you're... Yeah. I was between A and C.
A and C for Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the C was part A, so I thought that might work.
Yeah, I put myself as a mix of A and D because I am annoyed a lot.
You are. That's
you
true.
Are.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm not prone to confrontation, though. I just am prone to venting about my annoyance to other people, and then I get it out of my system, and I'm
done. That's just one-third or one-fourth of one of the descriptions. That's why I think it didn't make it.
It doesn't click all the way.
Yeah,
okay, so type C.
It's definitely A or A.
Yeah.
Or A or C for you.
A or C. Okay. And then I'll just go ahead and say, I think everybody probably thinks Jared is type B, for sure.
I put D.
Really?
I put part D, part B.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. What was B?
B is the person who would give you the shirt off their back, but you have to help in the relationship.
Yes.
They are forgetful. They leave stuff behind and their phone is always dead, which is like 99.9% of the reasons that I'm annoyed with Jared.
I changed mine.
B.
Yeah. Why do I have D for Jared?
I don't know.
I think because you saw argumentative and you didn't want to be the only one.
No. You are argumentative.
Confrontational.
Yes.
You are.
I don't like being Katie.
No, he doesn't like it. No.
You do it.
I think in certain topics, Jared seeks it out.
Yes.
Yeah,
in
sure.
Certain topics.
Oh, no, I'll stir the pot. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared would prefer for to watch people be confrontational.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your dark sense of humor was also D.
Yes.
Yep.
That's true. No doubt about that. It's twisted.
We do fit into several different. Yeah. I did have a bit of an epiphany when we were going over this morning, is that I think sometimes, no, all the time, the turmoil that Jared and I have, like if we ever do argue, it is because I am overly neurotic with my time and my schedule, and like I like
right.
to know what we're doing and to get a move on.
Yep.
And Jared is the opposite of that.
Completely.
And like it, to me, it is the reason that I get angry.
Right.
And that's for yeah. anybody who's a type B in my life. I'm like, get it together.
Right.
How do you not have your keys? You know, you know, so every like day that. You are driving to work.
I know.
Where are your keys?
My keys.
Yes.
My phone. Keys mostly.
Yep.
My shoes? I can't find my shoes sometimes. Like, yeah. My shoes. Yeah.
But I don't deal with you.
I don't ever walk up my stairs at home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're got to be downstairs.
They're somewhere. I don't deal with you, Jason, on that level where, like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
have to. I don't know if you don't find your keys.
I'll call Katie sometimes. Like, constant. Can you open the gate? Yeah. I can't find the
did. Yeah, you did yesterday.
Yeah.
Me. But, no, it's constant. I constantly don't know my keys, my phone, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's always lost. Everything is always lost. I spend so much time looking for things. It's incredible.
See, that, to me, is the worst.
Yeah. The weird thing, though, when I'm in a friendship, not work thing,
mm-hmm.
I definitely am the one who's always, at least my guy friend, setting everything up. I've always been that way. I'm the one that's setting up the plan. Are you going to be there? This is what time we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people are late here and there, that doesn't really bother me. But, like, are you going to be there? Like, are we doing this? I want an answer, yes or no.
Uh-huh.
Because I hate, like, I'll let you know, you know, if we're doing something Friday at 6, I'll let you know Friday by 4. Like, no. Let me know now or, you know, or some reasonable time. I hate not that part.
Most
like
guys
now.
Are last minute and don't even know what they're doing. Until,
and I can do that, too. Yeah. But if we're trying to plan something, I'm usually the one left to plan it. Don't bother me.
And y'all put me down for that. And I can do it. I prefer not to.
To tie yourself in?
To be the one that makes the plans and organizes everything.
Oh.
I prefer not to.
You're good at it, though.
Yeah, see, I like to do it. I like to do it.
Anytime I've been put in charge of, like, planning an activity or something, it goes well. It's just I don't want that stress. And
But you used to do that with a lot of even work stuff, like the
and
beer
I think
festival
that's part
and
of it.
The comedy shows and, you know, all that stuff.
I think I do it for work, so I don't want to do it at home.
I got you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, at home, I want to be out of control.
Okay. Wow, the shirt is off.
Not exactly, but kind of. Like, I don't want to be the one that has to make all those decisions and do all the planning for everything we do when I'm at home.
Got it. Because
for the events that we have here, that's what I'm doing. Right?
Sometimes the people with the messiest homes are housekeepers because they get home. They're like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this. Or the chefs. They don't want to cook for themselves because it's like, oh, forget it.
Yeah. Or the porn stars. You know, they get home. They don't want to do it.
That sucks.
For example.
Well, they're hurting and worn out.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. I just can't. I can't do it.
Three different ways, too.
I'm sore.
Hey, as soon as the show's over, don't talk to me. Seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing drives us more crazy. I'll speak for myself. But when, no offense, salespeople, no offense, coworkers,
Josie,
but the second the show is done, don't talk to me.
It's nothing against Josie. It's just that we've been here for, by the time the show's over, 5.5 hours.
I am like, spent.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spent.
I need 15 minutes to decompress.
I need at least 20 and a snack and an ice cold beverage. And I would really love to have a dark room that I can lock from the inside to take a nap.
Nice.
And a do not disturb sign on the door. Because once I rebound at 20 minutes, that's all I needed.
Right.
I'm good to go. I can do whatever. But it's the if I don't get it, then it's prolonged throughout my day and it just gets worse.
It builds and builds and builds. Yeah.
Yes. Can I get a room here? We have a few extra open offices.
Can
I get a
now.
Room with like one of those lounges and then a? Yeah?
You can make me make a fort under Squid's former desk.
Yeah.
No, it can't be in the same room.
Cannot be in the same room.
And people will find you and they'll ask you. No.
There's some rooms downstairs. You shut the door. There's zero light.
Okay.
All darkness.
That's good to know.
We're at the bottom of a bank basement.
Fine.
Yeah.
Former bank we used to be.